Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. You have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young. We have another hot topic tonight. Toxic chemicals are lurking. Where? Do you realize that toxic chemicals can be in your food, scents, like those fragrances, nail salons, cleaning products, foods, hair products, storage containers? There's a lot of talk about various things that's happening to our body, but why? And some of it, the medical professionals believe, is due to the chemicals that are allowed, especially if they're in a low amount. It's like, oh, just a little bit ain't going to hurt you, but a little bit can hurt you. The studies have been in for a long time. It's the public that's totally unaware of what's going on. We're also going to have tonight Selena Lindsay. She's on the line right now, and she's going to give you about a few seconds or a few minutes of telling a little bit about herself. Go ahead, Selena.
Good evening. I'm a retired CPA, and sort of what I got myself into after calling myself I'm going to quit working is I sit on a number of different boards, and I try to do a number of different good things in the community for those that are unable to do things for themselves. And they're all together, maybe about 35 different nonprofit boards that I sit on, and some of these various different outfits, they do various things in the community to help our lives better. And we'll talk a little bit about that at the end of the show.
Yes, she does a lot of things. So at the end of the show, have a pen or pencil and a notepad to write down the information. Anyway, again, we're going to be talking about toxic chemicals. Are lurking where? Some scents or like fragrance, all those smell good that make you smell good, make you feel good or bad, changing your mood to good or bad. One can be allergic to various scents or smells. Some fragrance can cause cancer or interfere with one's endocrine system. And that's what produces and secretes hormones. The endocrine system involves the following structures, like your hypothalamus, your pituitary gland, your thyroid gland, your parathyroid gland, your adrenal gland, your pineal body, reproductive glands, pancreas. Over 10 million people are affected globally. Fragrance ingredients is kept a secret. Some of the stuff that's in it, it's like, you know, your mom has favorite recipe and she don't want to tell you her secret ingredient. Well, they do the same thing when they're making products. And it's all legal, and they have a very good excuse, but not good enough because it's causing, they said, therefore this will remain a major health problem. Some of the ingredients are like phthalates, that's linked to reproductive and developmental harm, synthetic musk most common in what they call galoxide and tonalide, and it's linked to hormone problems and cancer. Synthetic musk does not break down in the environment. There are toxins in cleaning products, in your food, cooking utensils, and the list goes on. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. It's a lot. We can only see give you a synopsis or a small portion of what's going on, and it's really up to the public to make changes. And I'm going to start off. Selena's going to say some things, and I'm going to say some things, and we're going to go back and forth, and we may agree or not agree. The purpose of this talk show is to give out information that's important to our health. Okay, I want to start off with the scents or the fragrance, the ones that make you feel good or change your mood to good or bad. Unfortunately, some people are allergic to the fragrance. Also, it can cause possible cancer, and interfere with a person's endocrine system. And that is a problem. Some of the ingredients that's in it, some things aren't secret, but other things are secret. Unfortunately, some of them have what they call phthalates, phthalate, I think that's how I pronounce it, and it's linked to reproductive and developmental harm. That synthetic musk, most common is the galoxide and the tonalite, and it's linked to hormone problems, and it's linked to cancer, and it does not break down in the environment, as I had said a few minutes ago. That's just one of the culprits, and you have things like before we talked about nail salons, and we talked about food, hair products, and cleaning products. So I don't want to dominate the show, so Selena's going to go ahead and say some things. And we also have someone in the 626-956. I'm not sure if they want to speak or not. Welcome to the American Health Crisis. If you want to say your name, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. Or if you just want to listen, that's fine, too. Okay.
Hi, Lisa. I'll be listening.
Okay, Lisa. All right. Okay, Selena, I don't want to dominate, so we both have a lot to say, so you go ahead.
Yeah, well, one of since you're talking about scents, I'm going to talk about one of the scents that we all know what that smells like. And so
what?
There's a common thing that people tend to forget, I wonder if you know what is the most nastiest thing in the bathroom?
The toilet.
No.
You mean the bar soap you're talking about, right?
No. Believe it or not, it's the toilet paper. It's the toilet paper.
Oh, Senate toilet paper?
Not only the Senate toilet paper, and primarily I'm talking to the women that need to know this. When you go in the bathroom, a public bathroom, and you use that bathroom, how many people have come in there and done whatever they do? Things that are in the air, it settles onto the toilet paper in all surfaces.
Yeah.
But you take that toilet paper and put it guess where?
In the toilet.
No, you don't. You use it on yourself. Then
you
put it
in your hand.
The toilet.
Wait.
No.
When you got to back up so I can follow.
When you use the toilet paper and you urinate in the bathroom, what do you do with it?
You put it in the toilet.
Yes, after you finish using it.
Yeah.
But you usually wipe yourself with it.
You wipe yourself.
And if you're a woman, you wipe yourself with it.
Right.
That's the nastiest thing in the bathroom, the toilet paper.
Once it's been used.
Because it's in the bathroom where all the germs are floating around. And if you took a black light, you would see that most of it settles on the toilet paper.
Oh, you're saying the germs settle on the toilet paper?
Yeah.
Okay. Just a moment. I also have another person in the 626-506. Welcome to American Health Crisis. If anytime you want to and talk, you're welcome. If you don't want to, you just want to listen, that's fine also. Go ahead. Someone has their radio or TV on in the background. Our system is picking that up. So if you can turn that down, that'll be great. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Selena.
Okay, well, in addition to that, one of the common things that women use, of course, are cleaning products. And most of them, if you look on the back, it says, number one, you want to keep it away from children, and that it has things in it and chemicals in it that affect your membranes.
Mm-hmm.
And it has chemicals in it that affect your skin because it can cause irritation. Many of these products, whether or not, And in fact, some of the ones that I find hilarious are, for instance, like the Comet multi-surface spray cleaner, which technically it does not list any chemicals that are in it. So these are interesting things to me, especially if you have a child or you have someone in the household that's allergic to it. I wouldn't bother with it. It may have a nice, wonderful lavender smell or whatever, but It has many, many chemicals in it that can really affect a person. And there are many of these different products that we use, the Pine Sol, the cleanser. Cleanser has in it a surfactant. And if you look in it, one of the main chemicals in it, which is phosphorus, which it uses it, you know, because it works great on rubbing surfaces and to get it clean. But all of these kinds of things are, you know, some of the reasons why I'm a believer that, you know, cancer is prevalent, because almost all of these various different chemicals are what I call arrow pointers to cancerous type things. And if people are handling these things on a constant basis, especially usually housewives, you don't really get, the men are in the workplace. There are many, many chemicals which are all around us. You would be surprised at looking at just your blinds that they're made out of plastic. And up until recently, they finally changed the type of plastic that they're making those things from, because that plastic had a number of different chemicals in it, which, again, are cancerous. And it went on for years and years. Almost every product in your house, which we've had this radio show before to talk about the various different types of plastic, your shower curtain, all these things, is not necessarily the curtain itself. It's because it's made out of the plastic, which has very different chemicals and components in it, which are hazardous to your health.
Right. I was reading an article, like, even I think we had mentioned that a little while back in our broadcast, about the fragrance that's in wipes for the women, feminine wash, tampons, the regular pad, douche, deodorant, and it's in anti-itch creams. And it says it has chemicals in it that are known toxins, but unfortunately, they don't have to list what that is. It's legal not to list those things that are hazardous to our health. The perfume company doesn't have to list anything. The sprays we use, like even the spray your house and spray yourself with the colognes and stuff, they do not have to list the hazards, because they come under the law stating that they don't want to give all their secret ingredients, then someone will have their recipe. And so, unfortunately, with us not knowing what's in it, it causes allergic reactions. It can cause problems with your endocrine system, along with it's been linked to cancer. And that's sad. Some of the chemicals that are you may see listed, if you have something and it has benzonium chloride, that's a cancer-causing agent. I mean, that causes problems. Benzocaine is another one. That's in your anti-itch cream. Butylparaben, that's in the white. You have something like FD&C yellow number 5, that's in those feminine wash. And the list goes on. That oxynol 9, I think you have mentioned it before, Selena, and that's in douche. Why? I often wonder why douche in the first place if it's got this stuff in it. The other thing is the woman's body in that area is very sterile. Inside is sterile. Why are you putting something inside that's sterile? Makes not even common sense. Outside, yeah, I guess, Selena, you would say, yes, it does, because there's money involved.
That's it.
You tell the women they don't need that because they're sterile down there. Every woman in America wouldn't be using it. They'll use stuff for the outside. And the problem with using some of these products for the outside is it still ends up absorbed through the skin, or it touches the mucous membrane, and you still have a problem. I can't tell you how many friends I have that have endocrine problems or in the lower, their uterus and all this stuff. And I often wonder, using these products, is that a problem? I think so, because it's affecting women. It ain't affecting men. They don't need tampons. They don't need no Kotex. Now, when they get older and they have to wear that diaper, now, I don't know about that. What happens there? Is that why they end up, you know, having a problem?
Yeah, it's just like back to another favorite women's product or a man's product, which is deodorant. Few of us rarely read it, and the phosphorus, the silicates, all of the various different things that they have in there, these are known cancer-causing agents. And supposedly, we don't want to sweat. We don't want to sweat under our arm. So we put on that thing called antiperspirant.
Yeah, and then, you know, when a person comes down with cancer, what's the first thing they do? They take away all the smell goods. They said don't use them, including the deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden,
because
everybody knows all that.
Exactly, because all the smell goods are problems.
That's so mean for your body to smell good.
Absolutely.
I even learned that, like, when there's hair products that have formaldehyde in it, especially the hair straightener stuff that the women put on the hair to straighten their hair, it has formaldehyde. Formaldehyde has been known to cause cancer. That stuff absorbs straight through the skin.
Yeah, you put it on your brain.
Yeah, right. And how many women have come down with first cancer in the brain, then the lung cancer? I mean, it metastasized rapidly before they even know it. And they don't realize that it's the chemicals from the products you use was very dangerous.
Yeah, it's really interesting also when you look at shampoos. Now, this because when you and unfortunately, the bad news is I don't like to really name products. The majority of the ones that whichever ones you would probably say are, you know, really good products. Well, unfortunately, when you read some of the ingredients and some of the stuff that they have in it that causes this cleansing action, all of these are horrendous. Because here we go again with some of the same stuff, you know, silicates, various types of citric acid, several different known dyes, especially, for instance, and I am going to name this product, Selsun Blue, which people use for dandruff. It has a number of different things in it, which, though you won't have any dandruff, but I would be worried about some other things that you might get.
Not going to have any life.
Yeah.
It's gone. What happened to her? She got rid of her dancer and she got rid of her life.
Very interesting, yeah.
I mean, there needs to be something done because, you know, cancer is not on a decrease, it's on the increase, now affecting the children. So when you have your fragrance, your nail salon, and a pregnant mother should never even go into a nail salon, period. You can smell the in the air. You're inhaling that stuff that's known carcinogenic, known to, you know, cause problems. I mean, it's just, it shouldn't even be. And I feel sorry for the women that, because nail salons are dominated by women. So who's it affecting? It's not affecting the men, except for, yeah, they do come in and get their nails done. Their fingernails and toes done, but not at the rate that women do. And a man is never going to be pregnant. So you don't have to worry about a new unborn baby. And I just feel there needs to be stricter regulation, at least signs posted everywhere. This place may be hazardous to your health. And I think the public, we need to the public needs more aware and, you know, drop things, not go in those places. Or read that there are friendly products out there that can match what you're using and not cause problems, especially your endocrine system. I can't tell you how many women are messed up and that, and that, and you go to the doctor, and they don't seem to know why. They don't even ask questions. Do you go to nail salon? You know, do you use certain products? They don't even ask those questions at all. Nothing said, well, we don't know. This is a problem. Your hormone system is messed up, and that's what these products do to you. Because I asked one of my friends, how does she end up with endocrine problems? She said, they don't know. You know, they can learn by, you know, asking questions, tabulate those questions up, and you have your answer. But that's, you know, that's not done yet. But I feel these things should be banned from the product, or the product itself should be banned. Anything that's going to take a life or cause serious medical problems should be banned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they and they continue to do what they do, and it's all about sales. It's all about the dollar. Fortunately, most of these things that we're talking about in products, unfortunately, these are the things that people that don't really have money buy, even though some of these products are expensive, because they buy them under what I call a mystique, because behind the closet, you have all of these crazy kinds of things. And here we go again with some more products that classically women are into, which would be makeup.
Yeah.
Especially foundational things, powders, lipstick, lip gloss. You are surprised about petroleum. Go ahead.
I forgot about lipstick. That's very common. And what about you know what, those? It's not as popular now, I'm not quite sure why, that those lipsticks where they paint it on and it stays on forever.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to buy any lipstick. I wouldn't use that stuff. I'm sorry. You couldn't get me to touch it. Something that's going to stay permanent on me like paint. No one questions.
Mm-hmm.
How it managed to stay on you like paint. What's in it? Probably the same thing that's in paint. Toxin.
Well, some of these things, too, since the great day that we decorate our kids is coming up, I would suggest that they pay serious attention as to what they're putting on these kids in terms of the little face makeup and the mustache and all of these various different types of things. And also, again, picking on women, that because you would think synthetic hair is just synthetic hair. I got news for you. It's synthetic chemical hair, because this hair is treated with various different chemicals, and it is not human hair. Of course, those of you that wear braids and what have you and other kinds of things, you know that the human hair is a better option. However, a bunch of this hair is not always human hair. It could be a horse. It can be anything that they can make it look good. And you need to pay attention to what you're buying.
Horses, okay.
And
I'd rather have horse hair than the chemical hair. Give me my horse hair.
Well, it could be a horse. It could be it could be a goat. Whatever it is, you need to pay attention to what you're buying. And if it says that other various animals are used or no animals are used, you need to read the label or ask questions. If they can't tell you what it is, you need to think about buying something where they can tell you.
Yeah, and it's funny with the topic of hair, they'll put on there human hair. But if that human hair is costing you $40, then it's got synthetic hair mixed in it. And they don't have to tell you. Why do you think they charge $100 for human hair? Because that human hair don't have the synthetic hair in it. So the cheaper the product.
That goes back to what McDonald's or any other hamburger stands are doing until, quite frankly, they don't have to, it can say 100% beef, but it doesn't tell you how much of it is beef and how much of it is soybean.
Right. That's the catch. That's for In-N-Out. In-N-Out is 100-100. They didn't lie. They even put scriptures on their cups. When they say 100%, there's no fillers, there's no mixture. It's not like part 100% and part something else.
Well, I like them when they, as they say from the street, when they keep it 100. But unfortunately, there are a number of different ones of them, and a good majority of them. And also to caution people with your various different drugs, pills, vitamins, because you will find that you're not just getting the vitamin. That gel is made out of funny things. And we all like the pill with the gel because it supposedly, you know, it protects our stomach and it allows more of the drug to be dissipated through our stomach. However, you need to look at the kinds of things that these things are made out of because there's a lot more than that in these little bottles. And it's very common things that we buy. Along with our good old cold products, you can really get a knockout by looking at what's in those, starting with, and I'm going to talk about this one, the good old Robitussin. Great deal of alcohol, you get drunk. No wonder you go to sleep.
Yeah, is that one of the ones that is not on the shelf? Because I know there was a problem with teenagers in some of the cold medicine.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of the ones they locked it up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course, some of these common household products have so many other good items in it for those that are making crack cocaine and what have you that, for instance, like Contact, you can no longer go in there and buy any Contact because it has a good deal of other types of chemicals in there that are great byproducts to make an illegal byproduct.
That's unfortunate. Again, if anyone's calling in or you're listening, this is your host, Paulette Young, and you're listening to Selena Lindsay, who's a guest here. And we've been talking about toxic chemicals are lurking. We talked about the fragrance. All those scents have some of them, not all of them. And you have to learn what are some of the dangerous chemicals. You can't say the word. It's probably dangerous anyway. Too fancy. It's probably on the chemical list as toxic chemicals. And there's an increase in cancer, endocrine problems. If you're listening to the broadcast and you want to talk, you'll need to dial in at 858-769-4936. And if you want to be on the air, just press 1, and you can start talking. Identify yourself, and you can start talking. We're going to be on the air for a little bit longer, and at the end of the show, Selena Lindsay has a vast amount of things that she's involved in, so have a pen and pencil and be ready to jot down that information. She'll give you phone numbers to various nonprofit organizations that she's involved with. Again, if you want to talk, it's 858-769-4936. And press 1, or if you just want to listen, you can listen also. And we've been talking about the chemicals and anything from it's in deodorant, you smell good, like Bath and Body Works items, hair products, food, cleaning products, and our food still have nitrate. Ain't gone away. They know nitrate causes cancer. It's still there. Ain't got rid of it. A lot of it has to do with the public. Until the public speak up, FDA ain't going to move on nothing. So we put pressure on them. So this is life, and unfortunately some of our loved ones are coming down with various things. Even you can't even trust your pots and pans. I mean, Teflon was supposed to have been off the market in 2010. We had that setback in 2008. With the economy, so they've been given, I think it's still 2025. So in the meantime, people are still using those things, those aluminum pots, those Teflon pots, and causing
Did you think poor people were going to take their pots and throw them out and go get new ones?
No, just go to the yard sale and find some good ones.
Okay, well, it's not going to happen. So, you know, they're going to be around for a while.
Stop eating out and put it into the next pot you need.
Well,
so
my personal opinion is They knew the canary died when they made the stupid pot.
Yes, it's
meaning that when they set it on fire and it smoked, they knew that smoke was toxic and would kill the bird. So they knew no human being had any business smelling it.
Yeah, and the poor factory workers that end up catching cancer and babies, causing birth defects. It took them 25 years to fight that case. They won, and the stuff is still on the market.
And I'll also pedal backwards a little bit on another radio show that we did involving the baby's mattress, the plastic in the baby's mattress, and the various different chemical components that are comprised inside of that mattress, which we did that show on.
I believe because of the environment and these products that are allowed to be in our houses, allowed to be sold, may be the culprit behind so many kids coming down with cancer. There used to be a time that was unheard of, unheard of. And now it's like the hospitals are full of children with cancer, rare things, and they don't know why they have it. And that's unfortunate.
Absolutely.
It's hard for me to, they can still put formaldehyde and stuff. They have all the proof.
It's hard to fathom that we are a number one world power, world country in terms of our thinking, and yet third world countries like New Zealand, they don't even allow the stuff on the shore.
No, they don't. Can't be sold. We would go broke as a country if we were selling to them. because they're in wanting to keep their people well. Prevention. We used to be about prevention. I don't know what happened. We're supposed to be about prevention. We just did the one on hepatitis A. Now, there are, you know, the satellite areas in L.A. County. Sowing, and let me get a plug in for Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life will be having the hepatitis A. So, you know, people that are homeless or working with the homeless. And handling food, they need their hepatitis A shot. So Sowing Seeds for Life, which is the second largest food bank in L.A. County, will be giving the vaccine. The L.A. Public Health Department will be coming out, and they will be giving that shot or two, you know, it's a series of two vaccines. They'll be giving that out this coming Wednesday, October the 4th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So anyone in the sound of my voice hearing that, it's at 1350 Arrow Highway, La Vergne, California. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's almost time for us to do the rest of these anyway, so we'll come back and reannounce that again, and you can give out that information to make everyone aware that where they can send individuals to be able to acquire that shot, which is absolutely 100% free.
Yes. So you don't have to worry about insurance or anything like that.
A lot of interesting stuff, and when we talk about chemicals, basically the answer to your question is, where are these chemicals? Everywhere. In everything that we do, everything that we touch, unfortunately, because CDC, the pharmaceutical companies, they allowed such leeway. All of the stuff, and we forgot to go into the garden and all of the garden products and, of course, our roach spray and mosquito spray and all that kind of stuff. My God, it's very hard to say that unless you have an organic spray that you're using, the bad news for you is everything in it can hurt you.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate.
That's unfortunate.
Again, you're on the American Health Crisis, and we're talking about toxic chemicals are lurking where? And as Selena says, everywhere. I mean, your food, the containers you put in your that you put the food in, all of that. I want to make an announcement, too. October the 15th is coming up. That's HIV/AIDS Walk in Los Angeles. You can Google it or go on the website that they have for AIDS Walk LA and come out and support those that have family or they have it themselves, or just to support them financially because it'll help a life, save a life, take care of a life with someone that might have that might be HIV positive or who might have come down with AIDS. It's not an easy disease to get. Yes, you can get it through passionate kissing. You can get it through sexual encounter with someone that have it, needle stick, drug users, all of that. They used to say that once it's out of the body, it stays alive for 5 seconds. That's a lie. All reports have come out. Now they say up to 2 hours on the surface with blood. That wasn't said before, but they have studies in that show that. So it's not. I wouldn't be afraid of being around somebody that was HIV positive, but you should be afraid and doing reckless behavior and thinking that's okay, because it's not. So the AIDS Foundation does a wonderful job in public awareness and a great fundraiser on October the 15th. That's a Sunday if you're not doing anything. Okay, that's going to come to the end of our broadcast for right now. Toxic chemicals are lurking where, and we have stated it's everywhere. It's in your foods. It's in your nail products. It's at the beauty salon. You're inhaling things. If you're pregnant, don't go to those places. You can't. It can affect your unborn child. And they'll say, oh, they have something, and they'll claim that they don't know where it's coming from because no one asks the client, well, do you get your nails done? Are you inhaling things? They don't say stuff like that. We said the different scents, that they can be dangerous in the plastic container. And the list, as Selena mentioned also, in the, you know, the things that you're cleaning with, all of that, all of those are factors. So, again, hopefully this information is of value to you and you'll begin to read labels and be part of legislating some of these products out of the things that we're using every day. Selena's going to start talking, so get a pen and pencil, and a notebook paper. And she has wonderful places to tell you about. You have about 19 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. One of the first ones that I want to talk about is called Sick of Being Sick and Tired, and that particular organization is run by Kathy Braxton. And on the fourth Saturday of every month, they're at 290 East D Street in Colton, California, and they distribute food, and they actually sometimes are out there grilling hamburgers. You can reach, and this is for the homeless or anybody that's indigent or have needs for some food, please call Kathy Braxton at area code 562-313-0041. And, of course, anybody that's out there doing this from the heart, anybody that has a donation, please give these people a hand. In addition to that, we're going to talk about Coley's Outreach. Coley's Outreach is primarily organized to help facilitate prisoners and people that have been incarcerated to reiterate them back into society by, number one, giving them a job and creating different things for them to do. There's a 360 so that they stay out of jail and become a productive citizen. Anybody that would like to help Mr. Keith Coley, or volunteer, or you have would like to donate to his cause, please call Mr. Keith Coley at Coley Outreach at area code 909-358-7391. The next organization I'd like to love One Love is organized, and the CEO there is Tuesday Connors. And primarily what this organization specializes in is kids that have been sexually abused. They have a great motto, which is, if we can save our children, we can change the world. Please help facilitate Tuesday at her great endeavors to help these kids. This is a horrible, horrible thing which kids go through, and we have to face this in life. And you can reach Tuesday at area code 818-714-4242. The next organization we'd like to talk about is a veterans organization, and they specialize in giving these guys a place to live, food, clothes, reintegrating into society, taking them to the various different appointments, setting them up so they can get the Social Security, taking them to legal sources to help them with, in fact, even legal problems that they may have with Veterans Administration and to enable them to get their entitlement. This particular organization is called NBRCCS.org, and you can go to the website to see the rest of what they do. This organization is run by LaShonda Jones, and she can be reached at area code 909-329-8288. We'd like to talk about Camp Corral. Camp Corral is an organization which is located all throughout the United States. You can locate the organization which is closest to you. They primarily specialize in helping military children, which are that their priority is really given to those kids that have a father that has been wounded, disabled, or even passed away. Their whole program is wrapped around that kind of a thing. And you can find Camp Corral by going to www.campcorral.org, or please call 1-855-605-1267. And one more organization, we'll try to squeeze that in, and this organization is called One.org. One.org is organized by someone who's in the news quite a bit at one time. Her name is Malala. Malala is the Indian girl that refused to back down, the entire organization, its fight is all about extreme poverty. And what they'd like to do is just connect to the world, and in addition to that, stop the spread of HIV. You can find out everything you want to know about one.org by just simply going to the website. Every time we do the show, I always have my closing statement, and my closing statement goes basically like this.
Wait, that's
Oh, okay, yeah, we better go back to that one. I forgot because you did that one. Sowing Seeds for Life is one of the organizations which I sit on the board. Sowing Seeds for Life is, again, the second largest food bank in Southern California. And if you have donations, Sowing Seeds for Life is currently feeding probably over 40,000 people per month. So please, we need your donations. We need your help. We need volunteers. Please go to the website, which is www.sowingseedsforlife.org. If you have a donation or you'd like to come out and help volunteer, please call Fan Robinson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. And Paulette, you can go ahead and tell them about what we're doing with the HIV shot.
Hepatitis A shot.
Yes.
Okay, this coming Wednesday, L.A. County Health Department will be coming out to give homeless, people working with the homeless, volunteers that work with the public, the hepatitis A vaccine to ward off what's happening in San Diego and Santa Cruz. Right now, San Diego, the last count was 451 came down with hepatitis A, and then there was 16 deaths. So, and that is a preventable disease if you get the vaccine. Because last week when we did it, one of the places you can get hepatitis A, the disease itself, is poor hand washing technique, and your hands go in your mouth, because it is if you're infected, it comes out through your bowels, and then you begin to infect others. That's one way, and that's one. San Diego and Santa Cruz is doing what LA County has done in the past. They've been bleaching the streets and the sidewalks in the areas where the homeless are found, trying to reduce the population in coming down with hepatitis A. Also, drug users can come down with it because they use contaminated needles. Or you smoke behind. A lot of time the homeless are picking up those cigarette butts. And if that's the blood of a contaminated person, then now you got it too. So they're trying to cut down. Or contaminated food. You'll hear about that sometime. And that's why they tell you to rinse your even packaged stuff that you buy at the store, to rinse it when you get home. Don't take for granted that it's because it's in a package that it's okay. So again, the LA Public Health Department, the county, are giving us a hand right at the food bank where people are picking up the food from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific time at 1350 Arrow Highway, Laverne, California. And go ahead, your closing statement, Selena.
Yes. Okay. This is my closing statement as we close out this radio show. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I am an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues. Sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who I choose and who I work hard to be. I take risks and I use myself. I tell sly stories and experiences. I share my weakness and my mistakes. And along with many embarrassments, I use me as the guinea pig. And all of this is to help those that cannot help themselves and to stand up for those that don't have a voice. My belief is to help those that simply just can't help themselves. I am Selena Ann Lindsay. Any of you that are within the sound of my voice, we thank you for listening, and we'll be back with another hot topic next Monday night at 8 p.m.
Yes. Okay. So, looking to hear from more people next week, we will let you know about our next hot topic. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.